Pasas of Midbar, Abosai. Shkayach. Abosai, we are very well aware that we find ourselves now on the 44th day of the Omer. We know that Bez Hashem, Shavuos is right around the corner. We have a few more days till Shavuos. And we're definitely trying to prepare ourselves as much as we can for the Yantav of Shavuos. We're counting Sfira, we're learning about the Kinyanim, and that's for sure. I want to try to focus in on today, Abosai, is how the parsha of this week's parsha, Parsha Bamidbar, is an appropriate hachana, an appropriate preparation for us to get ready for Shavuos. How this itself, the parsha itself, helps us be mechin, prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. Now you may say, "Come on, Rabbi, it's random. Who said that Bamidbar has to come out before Shavuos?" So there are two sources actually in halacha that both speak about the fact that Bamidbar comes out before Shavuos. One is based on a Tosos in Maseches Megillah that says that we always finish Parshas Bechukosai always before Shavuos. But we don't want to have Bechukosai right before Shavuos. Why? What's in Bechukosai? The Tochacha. We don't have claws before Shavuos. So we have a buffer always between Bechukosai and Shavuos, which always happens to be Bamidbar. So that's random. Like a random, doesn't seem so fundamentally connected, Parshas Bamidbar and Shavuos. It just happens to be the buffer between the klalos of Baal Oscha and the what and Shavuos itself. But is there anything deeper than that? So the answer is yes. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the Code of Jewish Law, in Simen Tav Chav Ches 4:28, Halacha Dalet, you will find Sif Dalet. You'll find the following. It says there's a mnemonic, basically, which tells you which parashios have to come before which Yomim Tovim, and tells you what has to come before Rosh Hashanah, and what has to come before Sukkot, and what comes. And it says the following two words in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. You'll see it there. Minu ve'atzru, which means count and have atzeres. Now, Bamidbar, Rabbi said, we know is counting. And before atzeres, before Shavuos, comes the idea of counting. And the question is, what exactly is it about counting that is the proper hachana, the proper preparation that can help us for prepare ourselves for Shavuos? Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer Darash Moshe has an insight, a beautiful insight to this point, which helps to shed light on this topic, and I'd like to expound upon that today in the idea. Rav Moshe says like this: a person can approach Torah, and a person can say to himself, "Ha! Me? I'm going to be matzliach in learning. Me? Do you know what I got in the SATs? You know how limited my skills are, my capabilities are? Do I have any chance of achieving greatness and learning greatness in Torah? Probably not me. Come on. Maybe that's for the great rabbis, you know, the ones that live in Bnei Brak and don't have air conditioning. And Schwitz in the Schwitz life. Maybe that's for them. They can achieve greatness in Torah. But me, what am I? I went to Frisch. Well, I went to TABC, MTA. Oh, come on. The challenges were fierce. Come on. What do you want from me? Comes along on both sides of the Torah and says, no, you don't understand. There's a parasha called Parasha Bamidbar, and in it we count Bnei Yisrael, and guess who's counted exactly the same? Every single Jew, no matter who you are, the Gadol Hador counts as one number in the Jewish people, and everyone else also counts as one number in the Jewish people. And just as he has his chilek in Torah, we have our chilek in Torah. A person should never say, I'm not important, I'm not special, I'm not shayach to Shavuos. Shavuos is for the great ones, the ones that celebrate Torah, that live Yom Valayla and sleep for 3 hours a night. That's Shavuos is for them. But for me, come on, I'm not shayach to that. No. Says the Torah and Chazal, minu va'atzru, count. Because when you're counted, Rabbi Osai, we'll notice something in the Torah which is tremendous. How does the Torah always introduce a counting of Bnei Yisrael? Su es rosh Bnei Yisrael. What's su? Lift up. Lift up. Because when you're counted, Rabbi Osai, as a Jewish number, you're counted, it's an elevation, it's a romimus, it's a hisnasus. Suas Rosh Bnei Yisrael, there's a beautiful idea of Bnei Yisrael being elevated and being uplifted when it comes to counting. And I thought that's what Moshe's idea. You can look in the Sefer Darash Moshe, you'll see it there. It's on the end of Bamidbar where it says Linyan Shavuos. But I thought to a little bit expound upon it. I think if you look into the counting in this parasha, you'll see even more. The first Rashi in this week's parasha, how does Rashi begin? Rashi describes, why are Bnei Yisrael counted so many times? counted after the Chetah Egel, and they counted. Says Rashi, the first two words in Rashi, mitoch chibasam lefanav mone osam kol sha'a. God loves the Jewish people, and therefore God counts the Jewish people the entire time. He's always counting. A person loves his money. So what does he do? He's got a lot of hundreds in the pocket. Pockets bulging with hundreds.
Hang on one second.
So he has hundreds in his pocket. He's counting all the time. He goes to the makolet and wants to make sure he still has his $1,200 bills in there. And he comes to, then he goes to Tachanak Azir. He's got to buy a big Katis Noir for 52 shekel. He wants to make sure he still has his hundreds. He's counting all the time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Bnei Yisrael. And when we realize that we're taka beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're uplifted. There's a naso. And then beyond the naso, I both say, what is it? There's a chiba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. It's a whole different approach to the Torah. There's a kesher. How are we counted? Bimispar. What's the next word of mispar?
Shemos.
What's a mispar? A number. I'm just a number. What's Shemos? Then you got a name. You're not just a number. But mispar Shemos. There's a kesher. There's a connection that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, before Kabbalah Satorah, we zero in and focus on the fact that we're elevated. That there's a special, unique kesher that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a romimus. There's this nasus. There's a beautiful connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists. And that's the idea and the theme that escorts us into Kabbalah Satorah. But I think if you look into the Torah a little bit more, you see that this idea is not limited to Parshas Bamidbar. Where is the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah found? Which Parsha in the Torah? Which Parsha?
Yisrael.
Parsha is Yisrael. And how does the Torah introduce their Kabbalah Satorah? So the Torah says in Perek Yudtes, a beautiful Perek. So one of my rabbis once described, not one of my rabbis, I once heard from an Adam Gadol Ma'od, that the Mefarshim there, when they describe the scene of Kabbalah Satorah in Parshas Yisrael, they describe it as fire on the paper. Fire on the paper, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, where he describes, right, Waxman, Shlita, in his description of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, description of the Psukim prior to Kabbalah Satorah, he calls it fire on the paper. The words are mamash unbelievable. So in Parshas Yisrael, Rabosai, the Torah has a very similar idea. Before Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem says to Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael something. And what are they supposed to hear before Kabbalah Satorah? Listen carefully. You know what they hear? Atem Re'isem, you saw Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim. V'esah Eschem Al Kanfei Nisharim. What does that mean? I lifted you up. Al Kanfei Nisharim V'avi Eschem Elai. And by the way, because of that, V'ata, listen to me, says Hashem, U'shmartem Esprisi V'yisem Li Segula Mikol HaAmim. You're going to be elevated higher than other nations. Kili Kol HaAretz V'atem Tiyu Li Mamlech Eskanim V'goy Kadosh. That is the Hakdama to the Kabbalah Satorah. Just as over here we have Bnei Yisrael's elevation, Naso Esrosh Bnei Yisrael, the Mispar Shemos, there's a Chiba of Bnei Yisrael Mamidbar, which is the introduction to Shavuos, please God, next week, this coming Tuesday night. So too, in the actual Kabbalah Satorah, the Torah describes the Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah is that Bnei Yisrael go ahead and feel elevated, feel Hisrael Mamti, feel a certain sense of elevation and Chashivas that exists for Kabbalah Satorah. One more Chazal before we get to two very, very beautiful anecdotes, I think, drive this point home. There's a famous Gemara, one of the most famous Gemaras about Shavuos, found in Maseches Pesachim, and Daf Samech Chesem Beis. The Gemara says there was a great Amora of Yosef. And of Yosef, when it came time for Shavuos, so he would go ahead and he would say to his family, can you do me a favor, please, and make me an Igla Tilsa. What's an Igla Tilsa? Maybe there were some guys in the shul that went last week to Buffalo. Make me the best buffalo meat that exists. Bring me the best buffalo for Shavuos. Psh, but you're getting so excited, you're carried away. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I'm so excited. The Gemara says, Rabbi David said, Ilav Hayoma, were it not for this day, were it not for the day of Shavuos, Kama Yosef Ika Bashuka. How many regular Joes? I'd just be a regular Joe in the market. I'd be a Joe, a regular Joe. So says the Gemara. Says Rashi on the Gemara. What was Rabbi Yosef saying? Ilav Hayoma, that what? What happened on Shavuos? Says Rashi a few words. Shalamadati Torah. I learned Torah. Next word in Rashi is Vinis Romanti. And I was elevated. Because Rabbosai, the Hachana four Kabbalahs of Torah is that we should realize that we're elevated. But Torah itself elevates a person. When the person learns Torah, he becomes a different person. He becomes elevated. He becomes nisromim. We have to understand and appreciate that naso, that the counting of Bnei Yisrael and Parashat Bamidbar that we have this week's parasha, is pointing out to this idea to us that we are becoming nisromim. That through Torah we are elevated. That through Torah we become on a higher plateau. That the way we think and the way we talk and the way we act represents, as we've spoken about in the past, this idea of being this Roman, of this Romanus. I'll tell you the truth. I want to share with you a beautiful story that I heard last night, and then I want to chazer for many of us that were not there yesterday, another beautiful, beautiful story that we heard yesterday that I think drives this point home about Romanus. What does it mean to be Romanus? What does it mean that I learned Torah in this Romanti? What does this mean? So my dear friend, Rabbi Wolf, told me last night a beautiful maaseh which he saw in Rabbi one of the books. I think it was touched by a prayer. The following beautiful maaseh, sad, tragic maaseh, beautiful maaseh. This happened in the Holocaust, the end of the Holocaust, and it happened in the city of Tells. And most people in the Olam HaYeshivas know that when you say the Tells, who's associated with the city of Tells? So the Yeshiva of Tells was the Blachs of Gifter. Also was the later Yeshiva of Tells, but the Mishpacha is Blach. There are a lot of Rosh Yeshivas whose name were Blach. And the city of Tells was rounded up. And among them were many, many men, women, children. And there was a Rebbetzin. One of Rebbetzin Bloch was one of the people that were rounded up to be killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in this roundup. And Rebbetzin Bloch, before she was to be killed, turned to the Nazis that were about to kill and said, "I'll make you a deal. I'll tell you where all my jewelry and gold and silver is hidden in my house if you grant me one request." Now the SS army and the soldiers were certainly willing to make an extra buck every opportunity. "Sure, what's your request, lady?" "I want you to kill me last. Kill me last." "Strange request, but that's what you want? Okay." So what happened was, Rachman al-Aslan, the Nazis killed every person that was there. Children, tons of children that were there. And it was her turn to be killed. She's about to be killed. And she goes ahead and she goes to every little child that was killed and gives the child a kiss on their head, takes a little bit of dirt and sprinkles some dirt on each one of the children. He says, "Baruch Hashem, I had the opportunity to give these children the schus of being buried by a Jewish person, Kever Yisrael." And then she was killed as well. That's Nisromamti. Nisromamti. That Torah is meroming a person to a point. The last thought on their mind is, maybe I can give other Jews Kever Yisrael before I go into the next world. And for those of you that weren't there yesterday, a story that's closer to home. Not a happy story either, but a story that's closer to home. A story that's mamish current events. For those of you that weren't there yesterday, so you missed out on a beautiful day. I'm sorry, let me rub it in. But I will anyway. And in I think probably for almost everybody on the trip, one of the highlights of the day, if not the highlight of the day, was the experience that we had in Eli, and this Yovel section of Eli, when the woman spoke to us and told us a little bit about life there and about what the government's trying to do to her. Or at least not the government per se, but what people in the world are trying to do to her house. It was a tremendously moving experience. But I don't want to talk about that so much. I want to just mention what I got out of this also, which relates to the Romanness of a Jew. She described this lady that on the same block as her, on the same strip as her, unfortunately, are two families of soldiers who were killed in the line of duty. One is the famous Roy Klein, who jumped on a grenade a few summers ago in the north. And the other one, unfortunately, was just killed right before this Pesach this year on Erev Shabbos HaGadol. His name was Eliraz Peretz, Hashem Yukom Dama. And after Shloshim, which they had a few days ago, she described that the mother told some of her friends, and then the papers got hold of this, that her son was a very, very special fellow, and that he would be in the army all week long, and he would come home sometimes on Thursday night, eyes were shot red, and instead of going to sleep and just crashing because he was so tired, he he would go downstairs and learn the Beis Medrash. And he said when it came to physical training, before there was time to go out and train, so they had the best clothes, the best, the latest Reeboks probably, or New Balance sneakers, and best training gear to help them train. And he would always come, this Chayal Eliraz would always come with his tzitzis on and with his hat on, and it would be like a little of a joke in the army that this, you know, here comes the rabbi when he's coming to spring training, so to speak, or not spring training probably, but intensive training in the army. He came with his tzitzis on all the time. And the lady described yesterday how there was a fellow who was running marathons throughout the country, and he heard news about this, and he said, "I'm makos from now on, that when I run a big marathon, I'm not taking off my tzitzis no matter what." And the lady said that what she would want for her child, the best way to commemorate her son Eliraz would be, is not to put up another outpost in some city in some country in Eretz Yisrael, but to try to inculcate one of his midos, one of the things that was near and dear to him, whether it was extra learning, extra hasmada, whether it was hakpada and tzitzis, whatever it was. I will say, in one word, to me, that's the theme of this idea, is romos. It's living on a higher plane. It's understanding that our existence here is not about materialism, and it's not about the Lakers, the mechilas kvodam harav, and it's not about things that are fleeting. It's about tzitzis. It's about Torah and mitzvos. It's about pushing yourself even when you're tired. It's about doing things that show that you are nisromam, that you're elevated. And Rabbi Osai, Be'ez Hashem, we have a few more days left of Shavuos. We have 5 days left or so till Shavuos. Tuesday night already is the day. And in thought, as we prepare ourselves in our minds for the Yom HaKadosh, for the tremendous day of Shavuos, I think one of the themes that has to be in our minds is this idea of Romulus, that through Torah a person is elevated. And if we realize that, Be'ez Hashem, so we'll come to Shavuos. And as for Rav Yosef, Shavuos was meroming him and elevated him even to a higher level. Yishtobizokha, to be in this Romim, to be elevated to the highest levels through the Yom Tif that's coming. Have a wonderful Shabbos.